USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate is expected to remove a hike in the federal minimum wage from the bill. Speaking from the White House on Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
Now the bill moves to the United States Senate, where I hope we'll receive quick action. We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
Biden has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former President Trump is set to make his first speaking engagement since leaving office on Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tells Fox News that he believes Trump will set the platform for Republicans going forward with his speech.
And I think Donald Trump tomorrow is not going to talk about things that happened so much in the past. He's going to talk about the future and why it's important to be in this fight, to be engaged, to push back those who would attempt to censor and cancel conservatives, to make the case not just to relitigate what happened in the past, but rather to set the platform for what we do going forward in the House, in the Senate, in these legislative races. And I think, for me, most importantly, at Young America's Foundation, we want to think really forward-thinking when we think about young people in colleges and high school and junior high campuses across the nation. We don't want conservatives to be canceled. We want to get a fair shake to get our message out because we know it wins, just as it won in Wisconsin.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An accused ringleader behind the riots at the Capitol won't be getting bail. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A federal judge on Friday has ordered an Ohio woman to remain in jail pending trial on charges she helped organize a group to attack the Capitol in January as leader of the so-called Oath Keepers militia. Jessica Watkins appeared before a judge on Friday in Washington, D.C. for a detention hearing after her arrest on January 19th. The judge said Watkins presents a danger after taking part in, quote, a historic event that was a real threat to the fabric of our democracy. Federal prosecutors accused Watkins of being among a group of Oath Keeper leaders who worked to recruit other like-minded individuals to participate in the January 6th attack. She was arrested with Thomas Caldwell and Donovan Crowell in the alleged conspiracy.
And the military government of Myanmar has fired their country's permanent representative to the UN a day after he gave a speech asking for help in removing the military from power. Speaking before the United Nations General Assembly Friday, Kia Motun denounced the February 1st coup that saw the military return to power in the country. He called on the international community to help bring an end to the coup and restore democracy in the nation. State television in Myanmar announced his dismissal Saturday, saying that he betrayed the country. Myanmar has been rocked by protests since the military arrested senior members of the civilian government and declared a year-long state of emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.